From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. accuses Russians of hacking, and Russia returns an accusation of their own. A top Russian diplomat has criticized the U.S. of creating unprecedented anti-Russian hysteria when it publicly accused Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks that were aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. On the Russian ministry's website, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said the supercharging of emotions about Russian hackers is being used in the pre-election fight. The current administration taking part in this fight is not averse to dirty methods. Late Friday, the U.S. administration stopped short of calling Russia's an intrusion and act of cyber war, but said it is confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee in July. Russia warns of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comment that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
These are acts that beg for an appropriate investigation of war crimes.
At the State Department, U.S. officials sought to play down Mr. Kerry's remark. The secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month. President Obama has lifted sanctions on Myanmar, saying the country has made substantial advances to promote democracy. Mr. Obama pledged last month that he would lift sanctions during a visit to the White House by Myanmar's de facto civilian leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. Now, since elections last November that resulted in her party winning a majority of the seats in parliament, Mr. Obama says the situation in Myanmar has been significantly altered, including greater freedoms for the population and the release of many political prisoners. This is VOA News. Security forces in Bangladesh killed 11 suspected members of an Islamist militant group in an ongoing crackdown against extremism in the country. On Saturday, Bangladeshi Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan said the suspects were members of a banned group that was blamed for an attack on a cafe in the capital of Dhaka in July. 22 died in the attack, including 17 foreigners. Firearms, bullets, and meat cleavers were found during the raids. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports security in northern Nigeria remains fragile and that people who have suffered for years from Boko Haram are living in fear of renewed attacks from the militant group. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
Boko Haram militants have largely been routed by the Nigerian army. However, they have not disappeared and still pose a threat in the northern part of Borno State. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says
they have found similar patterns in these places of a high level of vulnerability among people displaced by Boko Haram, with nearly every family affected by very worrying protection issues.
Spindler says women are forced to send their children, some as young as five, to sell small items or beg in the street so they can buy food and medicine. Others, he says, send children to collect firewood for sale. This puts the girls at risk of sexual attack. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Spindler says many families are headed by women because their husbands were either killed by Boko Haram or were forced to join the insurgents. Hurricane Matthew killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of people homeless. Haiti had never completely recovered from a devastating earthquake in 2010. The Haitian town of Jeremy, with a population of 30,000, is completely destroyed. Anger among Republicans continues to rise after the release of a 2005 video recording of a Republican presidential candidate, Donald Trump, making lewd remarks about women. Now, Trump did apologize in a video released early this morning.
I have gotten to know the great people of our country, and I've been humbled by the faith they placed in me. I pledge to be a better man tomorrow and will never, ever let you down.
Republican pollster Kristen Soltis Anderson told CNN that Trump has always struggled to gain the support of white women with college degrees and that this latest revelation further cements his inability to win that segment of the electorate. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton has her own struggles convincing voters of her trustworthiness, and now WikiLeaks has released a pile of emails. The emails released Friday include transcripts of her speeches to Wall Street firms. Clinton is reported to have been paid more than $20 million for her speeches to scores of firms. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.